You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have heard so many tragic stories after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Women struggling to find access to health care, women being denied care when they show up to the hospital. Maybe they're pregnant and something is going wrong. They're looking for help and doctors saying, we can't help you. We're too scared because the abortion laws here are vague and confusing. We could get charged just for doing our job. So they're turning women away. Women who need an abortion to save their life and being denied care. These stories go on and on and on. And a new one we just heard this week is very interesting because a Republican lawmaker who labels herself very pro-life with an ectopic pregnancy nearly died because of Florida's abortion laws. And I want to get into this story because it's fascinating, and I want to hear what you think. Before we get into it, though, once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately, and I appreciate it a lot. On this channel, as I always say, we're trying to build something to punch back against MAGA media. It's a lot of the reason we lost the 2024 election. And so Adam and I on this channel are trying to uplift Gen Z voices, build something moving into 2026, 2028, and beyond. And if you want to be a part of this growing community, as I always say, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. All right, before we get into it, I want to talk about a couple other stories. One in particular that hits home for me because I am from the state of Georgia. Half of our counties don't have OBGYNs. We have a very strict abortion ban. And a story that just happened recently is just really highlights how broken these laws are, but also how like confusing and vague they are. This is a TikTok I made about this story. And I want you to take a listen.
There's a woman in Georgia named Adriana Smith, and when she was roughly 9 weeks pregnant, she started getting these really bad headaches. And one day it was bad enough that she went to the ER, she got prescribed medication, and she left. That night she went to sleep. Her boyfriend woke up in the morning, and she was gasping for air in her sleep. So he quickly called 911, got her back to the hospital. They did a CT scan, and it turned out she had multiple blood clots in her brain. And before they could do anything, unfortunately, she was legally declared brain dead. Now, normally what would happen next, because Adriana is pregnant, would be up to the family or next of kin. That's how it is in most states. But Georgia has a six-week abortion ban, and it has exceptions. It has exceptions when the life of the mother is at risk. But doctors specifically told them they have no choice. Because legally, this is a gray area. Technically, Adriana isn't a risk to herself. And the doctors feel too much pressure. They don't want to risk, you know, potentially getting a felony. And so they've been advised by lawyers to keep her alive on life support until she can carry the baby to term, which would be at 32 weeks. Remember, this whole thing started at 9 weeks. And as I make this video, Adriana has been on life support for over 90 days. And the thing is, the family says maybe they would have chosen this path. But the fact that they didn't even get a choice is adding so much trauma. They have to pay for these bills at the hospital. The hospital bills are mounting up. Now they're saying that the child has fluid around his brain, but they don't know how much. He might be blind. He might not be able to walk. Adriana has a son that shows up to the hospital with her mother every day, and he's obviously confused. The amount of trauma this poor family has been through. And again, a bunch of people on the internet will argue, well, it's legally they could have done it. Shut up. This is the whole reason why the government shouldn't be involved in these decisions. It's putting pressure on doctors. It's traumatizing families. They should be able to honor Adriana's memory, not remember this. It's fucking gross, man. I need to reinstate Roe v. Wade, man.
So again, you hear a story like that and the TikTok I made on it where it's like, wow, a woman in Georgia is pronounced brain dead, but she's 9 weeks pregnant. And so the family doesn't even get a choice. They have to keep her on life support and pay the bills until they can, hopefully, Adriana can essentially carry the baby to term or get a C-section. Now, just in the last 5 days, that video on TikTok I made about a month ago, just in the last 5 days, her son that she was carrying was was born, actually, was delivered via emergency C-section on June 13th. And so funeral arrangements have been made for Adriana as they're going to take her off of life support. We don't have much more information about her son, Chance, who was born via C-section. But when I get that information, I'm sure Adam or I will share it, and most likely we'll share first on my TikTok or Twitter, et cetera, which the links for that will be in the description down below. But again, incredibly tragic. My heart goes out to this family. It's so sad. It's so sad. Stories like these that are like, wow, this type of stuff is happening all of the time, all the time. And so I bring you back to the original story that I wanted to tell you about. Kate Kamak, Representative Kamak, recounts emergency room ordeal but claims, quote, fear-mongering by Democrats and pro-choice activists, sowing confusion among medical professionals. Interesting. Florida Republican Representative Kat Kamak has revealed she almost died last year as a result of her state's six-week abortion ban, which left hospital staff reluctant to treat her ectopic pregnancy for fear of criminal prosecution. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Kamak, 37, Representative Kamak, reported her experiences in an unnamed Florida hospital's emergency room on May 31st, 2024, when it was discovered that there was no way her baby's embryo to survive and that her own life was in danger without action. Now, first of all, regardless of politics, I am incredibly sorry that Representative Kamak had to go through this, as many women have or do. A doctor discovered the embryo implanted where the fallopian tube meets the uterus, a coronal ectopic pregnancy, and frankly told the representative, quote, if this ruptures, it'll kill you. But after deciding against surgery, the facility's doctors and nurses had to be persuaded to give her the shot of methotrexate she required to expel the pregnancy. That's because the state's six-week abortion ban had come into effect at the start of the month, causing staff to fear they could lose their medical licenses and be sent to jail if they gave her the drug, which blocks the flow of folic acid to the embryo to prevent its growth. So again, really quickly, let me just shift for a second. One of the things people don't realize about these abortion bans is that even if you are not pregnant, a lot of women are losing, you know, they're losing access to their primary care doctors, for example, because just like in this story where doctors are too afraid to do their job, do what they've been told is medically correct, a lot of doctors don't want to work in environments like this. So much fear and stress. Like, what if I get arrested for doing my job? And so this is just one example or one study showing that maternity care providers and trainees are leaving states with abortion restrictions, further widening gaps in care. A lot of doctors are just getting up and they're leaving these states because they're like, F this, which makes sense. You know, it makes sense. And I feel, for any doctor who is out there right now in a red state trying to, you know, operate in this environment. I can only imagine it's very difficult. Kamak was only 5 weeks pregnant at the time. The embryo had no heartbeat and her own safety was in jeopardy. But nevertheless, the congresswoman found herself forced to pull up the letter of the law on her phone to argue the case and even put in a call to Governor Ron DeSantis without being able to reach him before staff relented and came to her aid. Wow. So the doctors are clearly hesitant to do what she needs done. She's literally reading the law to them. She's a representative. Obviously, again, that Florida law, just like the abortion law, that Florida law, just like the Georgia law and the Alabama law, they're all very vague and confusing laws. It's been talked about many times. And so even if, you know, one person is interpreting the law one way, it's just vague enough where doctors are saying, we can't take that risk. We could be criminally charged. Our hospital could face civil penalties or criminal penalties, et cetera. Florida regulators have since issued new guidelines to clarify the situation, and Kamak, who is pro-life and opposes abortion except in cases of rape or incest or when the mother's life is at risk, is pregnant again and due in August. But surprisingly, given her ordeal, the representative does not feel the law itself is at fault and instead blames Democrats for scaring medical professionals into confusion over their responsibilities. Quote, it was absolute fear-mongering at its worst, Kamak told the Journal while acknowledging that reproductive rights activists might draw the opposite conclusion from her story. She also conceded that the heated political atmosphere surrounding the issue in recent years has not served to put the best interests of expectant mothers first. I'm sorry. Again, I truly feel for Representative Kamak for going through this. This is absurd. You're telling me that the doctors are not doing their job because the law is very clear, but Democrats are fear-mongering about it. These hospitals have some of the best lawyers in the country on retainer all the time. Part of the reason we're seeing this as a nationwide problem, again, in red states, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, is because attorneys are looking at these laws. Hospitals are saying, well, we have a woman, X, Y, or Z, you know, consulting with the attorneys to make sure that they are compliant with state law. And the attorneys are saying, well, I mean, there's, you know, a pretty high amount of risk if you do X, Y, or Z, because this law, you know, you technically could be charged. This law is vague, for example, or there's a gray area, like with what we saw in Atlanta, where it's like, well, technically, Adriana Smith is no longer alive. She doesn't pose a risk to herself. So you should force the family to keep her on birth control You should force the family to keep her on life support, because if you don't, then the hospital could be criminally charged. So it's like, again, like this is not fear mongering. It's an issue with the fact that the government should not be involved in these decisions. And the laws are incredibly vague and confusing. Just what an absurd conclusion to draw. What an absurd conclusion. Quote, I will stand with any woman, Republican or Democrat, and fight for them to be able to get the care in a situation where they are experiencing a miscarriage and an ectopic pregnancy. We have turned the conversation about women's health care into two camps, pink hats and pink ribbons. So again, I also want to say, as I strongly disagree with Representative Kamak on her answer to what happened, you know, we also have a lot of studies on this. This is from Tulane University, just one example. Study finds higher maternal mortality rates in states with more abortion restrictions. Again, this idea fundamentally that either A, doctors are not doing their job correctly, they're just, you know, some people argue that in these cases, doctors are essentially, it's malpractice what doctors are doing, which is absurd. Or number two, her answer is that it's fear-mongering. It's like, okay, I don't think there's so much fear-mongering that when you look at a study like this from the University of Tulane, which you can look up, you see that the maternal mortality rate in these states with abortion bans is significantly higher than states without abortion bans. Why? Again, because doctors are getting up and they're leaving the state because they're too scared to perform their job with such vague abortion laws. Where did they hear that? From the attorneys that the hospitals pay $900 an hour to have on retainer. It is so, so imperative that we reinstate Roe v. Wade so cases like this don't happen. The government should not be involved in these decisions. Quote, this has been a real stress point for a lot of our physicians. This is Dr. Allison Haddock, president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, telling the journal, it is becoming common for doctors in states that have restricted abortion access to worry, quote, whether their clinical judgment will stand should there be any prosecution, essentially what I was just talking about. And lastly, Molly Duane, I believe, a senior attorney at the Center for Reproductive Rights, took issues with Kamak's arguments that pro-choice activists were to blame for sowing confusion, pointing out that Florida's regulators had made it clear they intended to aggressively enforce their six-week ban while also failing to define ectopic pregnancy within the legislation. Again, the reason I bring up this last quote in this article is because these laws aren't written by doctors. So of course they're going to be vague and confusing. They're also written by Republicans who want to, you know, they want to arrest women, they want to arrest doctors. So of course they're going to keep it vague, and even if they don't want to keep it vague, they're not doctors. They're just state representatives. So why would they be able to write a good bill on this? I wanted to bring the story to your attention. Let me know what you think. Very, very, very interesting. Very interesting. And also, you know, in some ways lucky that Representative Kamak, you know, was a state representative, pulled up the law, tried to phone Governor DeSantis to help save her life. A lot of women don't have that opportunity. So I really, really hope people continue to talk about these issues, continue to push for Roe v. Wade to be reinstated. And that's a lot of the reason why midterms like 2026 are going to be important, especially if you have down ballot races in your state. You can change, save women's lives in your state, depending on who you vote for. And I would recommend you vote blue down the ballot. Look, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like down below and subscribe. Once again, I'm Chris Mowry filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you want to check out some of my content, it's in the link in the description. My YouTube channel is there along with my TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Same username, Chris D. Mowry. And once again, we're trying to build something big on this channel, Punch Back Against MAGA Media. If you want to be a part of it, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next video.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.